Thanksgiving will cost a bit less this year, and corn and soybean futures finish right around unchanged to start the week. I'm Eric Pfeiffer. This is Michigan Ag Today News, brought to you by the Michigan Agricultural Mediation Program. Since 1987, this free program has helped farmers resolve disputes outside of court. For more info, visit MichiganMediates.org. Cooking a Thanksgiving dinner for your friends and family will cost less than last year. The American Farm Bureau Federation's 40th annual Thanksgiving dinner survey provides a snapshot of the average cost of Thanksgiving staples that make up a classic holiday feast for 10.
It is about $55.18 for 10 people, which is about $5.52 a person. So that's down 5% from last year, and it's the third straight year of declines.
And that's Farm Bureau economist Dr. Faith Parham.
That's driven a lot by maybe some reductions in prices overall, but also grocery stores continue to run deals to help make Thanksgiving affordable for all Americans.
Parham adds that 3 years of declines don't fully erase dramatic increases that led to a record high cost of $64.05 in 2022. The shopping list for Farm Bureau's informal survey includes turkey, stuffing, sweet potatoes, rolls, peas, cranberries, a veggie tray, and my favorite, pumpkin pie with whipped cream, all in quantities sufficient for 10 servings. Parham says half of those ingredients in the survey declined in price.
That includes sides and the centerpiece of the show, turkey. Turkey farmers are still battling avian influenza, but overall demand has fallen over time, meaning that even with a smaller supply, retail prices are falling about 16%. Shoppers who wait to buy a bird might see a lower cost than what's in our survey, and that's because grocery stores continue to mark down the price the closer we get to the holiday. When we think about Thanksgiving sides, we're seeing lower prices, and that's mainly due to lower wheat prices. Stuffing mix, which is down 9%, pie crust down 1%, and dinner rolls, which are down 15%. On top of that, cranberries are down about 3% from last year's unusually high level.
However, items like fresh vegetables and sweet potatoes increased. A veggie tray is up more than 61%, and sweet potatoes are up 37%. Natural disasters partly contributed to the increase, like hurricane damage in North Carolina. Read more about the Thanksgiving dinner survey at fb.org.
When it comes to buying seed, you can have your cake and eat it too when you order from Seed Genetics Direct. Finance next year's seed order through SGD Financing or John Deere Finance and pay 0% interest through January 2027. Unbeatable seed quality for an unbeatable price, plus zero interest financing from the fastest growing independent seed company in the Eastern Corn Belt. Now that's a slice of cake no grower can turn down. Seed Genetics Direct, value, knowledge, performance. It's in our genetics.
Cold air trying to move into the Great Lakes. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin. Let's take a look at that forecast update. Some rain action is still trying to exit the state here today. I think we have an additional few hundreds to few tenths that will move through between now and sunset. Then overnight, that's where we see the cold air starting to dive down in. Large-scale upper-level low passing by to our northwest, which means we see a lot of wraparound topside and backside moisture coming down around this low through Michigan. The UP gets the brunt of it, significant lake effect snows up in that area, and then we see snows rotating around the backside of the low coming into lower Michigan through the day tomorrow. The winds here are fierce, strong west and northwest winds, 15 to 30 miles an hour and gusty. That's going to fuel a lot of lake effect as well. Very gray here for your Wednesday with snow accumulations coming up in parts of Michigan. And then for Thanksgiving Day, still have a lake effect snow that we're going to have to deal with, maybe a little bit of a dicey trip to grandma's house depending on what part of the state you are in. Closer to the Lake Michigan lakeshore and in the UP, definitely going to be dealing with a lot more lake effect snow than farther east in the Thumb. So that's just the way that we're seeing things set up here in the short term. Cold air really takes control as we move from Friday into Saturday. Strong high pressure here to start, but then we see another round of moisture sneak up underneath that. I think that's going to give us on again, off again snow for Saturday morning, midday on through Sunday afternoon. Could see some decent accumulations here before all is said and done. I'm not putting numbers out just yet. I want to get closer to this event and see the track get locked in before I get too wild and crazy, but I'm sure your local Facebook meteorologist will give you some sort of gloom and doom scenario before the end of the week. That's just the way it works. Strong, dry, high pressure, cold high pressure in to start next week, Monday, Tuesday, and then we see temperatures try and yo-yo a little bit. By the end of the week, we could be quite mild again. I'm Ryan Martin.
Soil prep for next year begins as soon as the harvest is over. Don't miss out on nutrients you can return to your soil. Applying one of DairyDew's compost blends or layer manure accelerates the conversion of crop stubble into next year's plant food. That remaining plant material is full of nutrients that you want to return to the soil.
DairyDew's compost blends like Layer Ash Blend with Gypsum and Gypsum Plus not only help with releasing nutrients from your crop stubble, they also add beneficial biology and other missing minerals to your soil. Or go with an order of straight layer manure, an economical choice that still offers calcium and sulfur.
Improve your soil health for next year with a call to Morgan Composting. Crops don't wait. The seasons don't wait. You shouldn't wait. Address soil health for better yields next year.
Not sure which is the best DairyDew product for your field? Contact a soil health expert at Morgan Composting for a consultation. Call today or visit DairyDew.com to learn more.
Implants come from healthy soil. Healthy soil comes from DairyDew.
Let's discuss Monday markets here on Michigan Ag Today. For that, we welcome in our Andy Eubank. He spoke at the end of the trading session yesterday with John Zanker, market analyst at Risk Management Commodities.
Very steady throughout the Monday session to open up what will be a holiday shortened week because of Thanksgiving, John. But in the case of corn and beans, right around even, definitely markets looking for some direction and something to feed the bull, too.
Well, we had another outstanding export shipment report for corn, 64.3 million bushels. And here we are with, looks like these corn is going to be down 2 cents on the day. So, you know, I mentioned this last time I talked to you, and we've talked about it a dozen times since February that we just can't, so many great export shipment days, sales days, and we just can't get this market to respond to it. So here we go again. And I'm a little bit concerned that we're seeing some weakening of that Dease March corn spread going into the end of the week and first notice day. So we'll see how that all transpires. But I think one thing that that's signaling is that the USDA may not be too far off with their corn yield, and especially for Iowa, where for some reason that basis is still weaker than it was a year ago. We've got a stronger river market. I think that Iowa crop's probably going to come in pretty close to where the USDA has it. And that's going to make it difficult to drop this corn yield much farther, Andy.
John Zanker there, Risk Management Commodities. Get in touch with John by calling 866-837-9027. On Monday, December corn was down a penny and three quarters, 423 and three quarters, 436 and three quarters on the March, down three quarters of a cent, and down half a penny on the May, 444 and a quarter. January beans lost a penny and three quarters, 1123 and a quarter, 1132 on the March, down two and a quarter, 1142 on the May, down a penny and a quarter. Deferred contracts all a skosh higher. December wheat was down four and three quarters, 522 and a quarter. In livestock, December live cattle, big losses down 725 to 207.20. And December lean hogs up 40 cents, 78.20. Follow the markets throughout the day today at MichiganAgToday.com. I'm Eric Pfeiffer. Michigan Ag Today, timely, relevant, credible.